The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Tonight, as we continue in this series of this pure life, this Islamic life, I want to take our minds and our discussion to the next level and look at a topic which is really the foundational block of this religion of Islam. And that is about Tawheed, what we would very, very roughly translate as monotheism, the oneness of God. You know, if you ask anybody, even a non-Muslim, for example, hopefully they would know the minimal about Islam. And if you were to ask them what is the minimal basis that the religion is founded on, they would say, well, you are part of the Abrahamic family. You believe in one God. You know, Allah is your God, as they would say. And yes, they would be right. But the question which we want to look at today and answer is that, what is the definition of Tawheed? What is monotheism? Again, as a very rough translation of it, we all claim to be muwahhids, ones who believe in the oneness of God. But how deep have we taken the concept of Tawheed? How far have we allowed this to permeate our lives? How far have we allowed the Tawheed, which is explained by the Quran, which has been explained by the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and that has been explained by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, into our lives? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the first things that we have to ask ourselves, and our people would be asking, is that, what is the goal of this life? Were we born, as the Quran says, that there are some people who say we were born, we live, we die, and that's all there is? Is that all there is to the life of this world? Is that just we're here for a couple of years to enjoy ourselves, to go through the motions, and then we end, and then there is nothing that comes after this world? What happens when we are faced with difficulties and challenges in our lives? For those who don't believe in a supreme being, in a higher being, in a God, what happens when they are faced with challenges? Where do they go? Where do they turn? Where do we turn? And even maybe worse than that is, if this life is all about attaining stuff, material things, what happens when we reach and we get to that level of making it in this world, when we have everything that we hoped to get? Then what happens with the life? What is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of life? And so we recognize that there is something greater in life than just this material world. There is something which needs to drive us, to give us purpose, why we wake up every morning, why we go to school, why we go to work, why we do what we do. And that thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. You know, tonight in this discussion about Tawheed, I want to try and look at it from a different perspective. But you know, when you look at the Quran, you see that Allah has devoted at least one third of the Quran to Him alone. You know, you look at the Quran, there are roughly 6,236 ayat, give or take. Scholars differ on the exact number of verses, because some will not count the repetitive verses that are repeated in word. Some will not count the bismillah. Some will, you know, count in different ways, but more or less around 6,300 verses. One third of the Quran is about the day of judgment, the end of this world. So one third is just about Yawm al-Qiyamah. There are other ayat about ahkam, about the jurisprudence, anywhere from 300 to 500 verses on praying, fasting, hajj, zakat, khums, marriage, divorce, and so on and so forth. Only 300 verses or 500, that's a small amount. Are there stories of the past prophets? But one third of the Quran is about God, about Allah. Right? For us to be able to recognize to the limits of our God-given ability who God is, we will never get to a true understanding of God, of what He truly is, because our minds cannot comprehend and fathom that. But Allah has done His level best in the Quran to give us a clear explanation of who He is and also who He isn't. You know, and so one of the famous verses of the Quran, which I'll begin with, is from Surah Al-Ikhlas, the chapter of sincerity. And I'm sure we've all memorized this because it is one that we read in our salat every day, I'm sure. It's highly recommended to recite this chapter every day in our prayers. In fact, the hadith of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, tell us that if you go one day praying your five daily prayers, your Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha, and you don't recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, you have basically not been fair to Allah. You've not been fair to the Quran. Hadith say you are not counted as being amongst the Musalleen, as those who engage in Salat. So at least once in one of your five daily prayers, Surah Al-Ikhlas should be there. It's also mentioned in the hadith that it is equivalent to one third of the Quran. And scholars suppose that maybe this is the fact because, as I said, one third of the Quran is about Tawheed. And so this chapter is worth one third of the Quran because it is all about the oneness of Allah. The very first verse after the Bismillah is Kul hu Allahu Ahad, where Allah tells Rasulullah, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He says to the Prophet, say to the people, say that He is God the One, that He is Allah the One, Ahad. You know, now even this word, Ahad, there is such a debate amongst the theologians and the philosophers of Islam that what does it mean, Ahad? If you look at commentators such as Ayatollah Nasser Makarim in his Tafsir Namuna, he goes through about four or five pages just looking at the word Ahad. Does it differ from Wahid in Arabic? Because both are translated as one. Is Ahad, what does it mean? He quotes a hadith from many imams to look at the definition of Ahad. Is it the same as one in terms of a numerical sense, or is it something different? I won't go into all the specifics. But basically, this verse in itself, although it's only four words, Kul huwa Allahu an Ahad, but scholars have written, maybe not volumes, but tens of pages on what does each and every word in this verse mean. In fact, even some of our ulama have taken the word huwa, Kul huwa Allahu Ahad, the ha and the wow, and have gone into explaining what does the ha mean? What does the wow mean? How do these two letters go back to the oneness of Allah? So it's not as easy as saying, say that He is God the One. It's a much deeper discussion. And obviously tonight we will just scratch the surface of the Tawheed of Allah. But as I said, that life is not just about a race to have more stuff, to get to, you know, the end of life with the most things. It's not as this material world we live in tells us that the person with the most toys at the end wins the game. No, it's something deeper than that, brothers and sisters.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.